With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The FBI alleges that thousands of remote information technology workers who were employed by U.S. companies secretly sent millions of dollars from their pay to help fund North Korean weapons.
An FBI spokeswoman says thousands of North Korean IT workers were dispatched to work with companies across the U.S. and some other nations, using false identities to get remote worker jobs. And for years, they've been secretly sending millions of dollars of their wages to North Korea for use in its ballistic missile program. Authorities making the announcement in St. Louis say they've seized about $1.5 million and 17 internet domain names as part of the ongoing investigation. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden's approval rating continues to tank.
Heading into an election year, the president has a 37% overall approval rating in the latest CNBC All-America Economic Survey. It's only 1 point higher than his record low from July 2022. Americans continue to give Joe Biden low marks on the economy, with only 32% approving, and 6 of 10 respondents disapprove of the president's handling of foreign policy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The head of the Federal Reserve says he believes that inflation is still too high and lower economic growth is probably needed to bring it down. Speaking at the Economic Club of New York, Jay Powell said he believes that the slowing of prices was not enough to determine a trend. Pfizer is doubling the price of its COVID-19 medication, Paxlovid, according to the Wall Street Journal. The drug maker is charging the list price of the drug before insurance to nearly $1,400 for a 5-day course. This is SRN News. Pro-life activists have their work cut out for them in Ohio.
Next month, voters will consider an amendment to the state constitution that would grant largely unfettered access to abortion at any point during a pregnancy. Two recent polls indicate that nearly 60% of Ohio residents will vote in favor of the measure versus only 33% who will vote no. Pro-abortion forces are spending big money to influence the decision, with less than 3 weeks to go until Election Day. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Italian lawmakers vote unanimously to back a long-delayed project to build a Holocaust museum in Rome, underlining the urgency of the undertaking following the killing of Israeli civilians by Hamas terrorists this month. The measure includes 10 million euros in funding over 3 years for construction of the exhibits and 50,000 euros in annual operational funding. The project to establish the museum was first envisioned nearly 20 years ago. This is SRN News. A former U.S. senator says U.S. demands that Israel give humanitarian aid to Gaza weaken the country's ability to defend itself against Hamas.
Former Senator Jim Talent says the most important thing the U.S. could do is defend without qualification Israel's right to defend itself.
And so, within a week after the attacks, what does the administration do? They attach a qualification.
To provide Gaza with humanitarian aid, apparently on the assumption Hamas would not control and benefit directly from that assistance.
So they're operating in a world of unreality. And it's when you do that long enough, particularly in a place like the Middle East, you get what we are getting now.
Senator Talent was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
United Auto Workers strikes in its 35th day, and Ford Motor Company is announcing more layoffs. The automaker says an additional 150 workers have been temporarily laid off. More details at SRNnews.com.